This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The retailers Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and Family Dollar will pay a total of more than $1 million in fines to New York State for various offenses, including selling expired over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. Dollar General was also selling a type of motor oil that turns out isn't suitable for most engines built after 1930, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
There are two parts to the settlement. The dollar chains will have to make some changes, for instance, to check their stores for expired products every month, and they'll have to pay fines. Dollar Tree, which owns Family Dollar, will pay $100,000. Dollar General, which was selling the motor oil, will pay more than $1 million. Sucharita Kadali, a retail analyst at Forrester, says these companies take in billions a year in revenue. So the punishment?
It's a mild slap on the wrist.
But the news could hurt the retailers' reputations. That's according to Lewis Hyman, an economic historian at Cornell, who's written about dollar chains.
It's much more of a PR problem that the next time you think, I'm going to go buy some aspirin at a dollar store, you're going to be slightly more wary. And that's the big fear for these companies, not the money involved.
In a statement, Dollar General said it believes its motor oil meets federal and state requirements and that it's paying more attention to sell-by dates. Dollar Tree and Family Dollar declined to comment. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.